Avi Steiner.
The tour in Simon Tov Nun Gimel. Oh, very kind of you. Shkoyach. Tov Nun Gimel. So the Torah brings a list of grains that one can use in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. So he says wheat, barley, you can make barley matzahs, oat matzahs, right? Kusmin, spelt matzahs. However, he says avaloi ba'ayres v'doichin, you can't use rice, etc. The shaminim, v'chein b'chol minei kitnias. You can't be mekayim mitzvah of matzah with kitnias. V'yesh oisrin. Some say that you mustn't even eat on Pesach oirez b'chol minei kitnias b'tavshil. Why not? Lafi sheminei chitin misarvin b'hem. So the Torah says v'chumra yisera. This is a great chumra. V'loy nahagu came, there was no custom like that. Okay? The Beis Yosef brings Rabbeinu Yerucham that says that he heard that there were people that are machmeh, but he says it's a minhag shtus. Zulosi, unless if they do it lahachmer al atzmon, below yadati long. So Rabbi Yerucham says, doesn't know why. Then, Nagos Maimonis brings about kitnios, pulim, adashim, lentils. He brings interesting about Harav Rabbi Chil, who was probably Ashkenaz, definitely Rabbi Chil mi Paris, was probably the same one. The Shah Gadolim Hoyu Noegin Bohem Heta. The Kosher Ma'oida Dovel Ahate, since others were certain to Issa. The Nira Shalainagu by Issa Mishum Chimut. The Leitoi Inshav is there. There's no Shaila. No one's going to make a mistake that all these things are going to cause Chomut. The Tinoika Shabbos Rabban. Well, children, they know that all these kinds of things don't cause Chomut. Mishum the Dogon, however, Ela Osrum, so why did those that say that's forbidden say it's Osa? Mishum du dogon maisa kadeira. Wheat, you can make a nice porridge from. The kidneys and beans is also maisa kadeira. So therefore, they made kadeira ha or to ha. He says, v'gam yesh mekom, there are some places, sha'osim pas mi kidneys, which has today become fashionable again with gluten breads. And they're going to swap it or change around with porridge, which is definitely a problem. However, mine yuroka is vegetables, which has got no shaychas, loy osi lechlufi. Another reason, he says, gam pa'omim, there is tevua mu'urebis. So, we're slowly seeing here the reasons of the rishon. So, first of all, it's a maisa gedera, so we have to look. Anything which can be made into a maisa gedera, is that going to be a problem? Second reason is because maybe there's tvua, maybe there's grains of wheat mixed with it. The achadol kamoikain, if that's the case, mustard, which taka the Ramah does, asa, the Pesach, mishum dehu midi de midgan. Ooh, third reason now. Something which you pile up and you make it into a barn or whatever, store it, whatever it is. Avagav di bimei moya muta mikol mokem ato yesh lahachmi b'doris halalu she'enim b'kim kol kach la'ani quotes Reb Sadigor. However, the Beis Yosef finishes up, v'leis techosh l'dvarim elu, there's no reason to be worried about these things, zulosi ha'ashkenazim. Ashkenazim are machme, and the Darkei Moshe Taka says on that, v'onu b'nei ha'ashkenazim nahagu l'hachme. So, things which you can either make a porridge from, or if there's a chashash that maybe wheat will be in there. So now, again, let's look at the words of the Rishonim, and then we can try and get some sort of semblance where from there we get to oil. How do we get from there to oil, to asa oil? So the Trumas Adeshem was definitely Ashkenaz. So he says now something very interesting. Vafilo hochi, even though we do not eat kidneys on Pesach, mutala hashais mine kidneys. You can keep it, you don't have to sell it. You don't have to burn it, you don't have to sell it. Afal gav, one word, shenofal alehem mayim. Even though water has fallen on these things, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to sell it. Why am I saying that? Because there's a Choshev Yid, I'll tell you the name of the Choshev Yid, a Frankfurter. He gives a heksher in France on sunflower oil. He holds that sunflower oil is mutter, which I think is today's question. And he says that his oil, he makes sure that there's no water got any connection with it. So where did he get that from? He got that, we must have got that, from the Trumas Adeshem that says that Nofal Aleh Mayim might be an issue. Because maybe that's the Gzeira, we're going to compare it. The Baha'u'llah goes, Rinom Mishum Shah Minei Dogon. Now, but so far we haven't spoken about oil. We've spoken about Chumrah, that we don't sell it, but anything which has some sort of connection to what we've mentioned, then we asa kidneys, and he says even chadel, which be'emes is a zera. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Ruim, he adds it as a zera, but lemaisa, if you look in the Bi'ah Halacha, often not, in Tof Nun Gimel, he says that the mimic was even zroim, they asked, all kinds of zroim. So the truth is, how far does one go? But, Mehecha Tesa, and that's the reason why a lot of poskim held, that when it comes to oil, so you're talking about something which is kidneys, and then you're taking it and you're squeezing it, you're making oil, how far are you going to go? But the interesting thing is that the Trumas Adeshem himself says something which we can understand that would make sense to asa oil. V'chein, he says, mutter lahadlik ba'oison shmanim. You're allowed to use oils, hanasim mimine kidneys. You're allowed to use oils which are made from mine kidneys to light your candelabra from it. What happens if a bit of kidneys fell into your tafshil? On there you don't have to be machmir. Mashu, the issa of mashu on Pesach is only chometz, not kidneys. Umaril Kosav, who was also Ashkenazish origin, ala madlik b'shemen, shenasim anhut, sorich li zoher, be careful, shaloi litlois, don't hang up your candelabra, which has got oil in, b'mokim shenoitof ala shulchan, where it's going to drip on the table. Okay. So there again, this is the first time that we see that oil from kidneys is a problem. Because you see that he's matir, as machlokes rishonim, Trumas Adeshem and the Maril, whether you have to be nizha to have your candelabra. Those days they didn't have electricity, so they had oil in it. Dude, you have to be careful with this oil because maybe it'll drip and maybe it'll fall in. So Trumas Adeshem is not at all worried about because he says even if a bean fell into your Pesach Tiget Shalot. It's Zich a bottle Baroim carried with Issa Masher who's by Chometz. How far are you going to go? It's Kolshkin if a bit of drops from the candelabra into your cholent, you don't have to be worried about. The Maril says, no, be careful not to light with it. They all agree not to use oil from kidneys. Okay? So now we've clarified clear from the Rishonim that there's an inyan to be machme on oil from kidneys. So the only thing we need to ask now is, which is the most difficult question to answer, what is called kidneys? What constitutes kidneys? We've quoted the Bi'alocha, which says that even kinds of zroim, we've got the Ramah that says chadl, we've got the Ramah that speaks about aniseed, and we're going to have to look at every single kind of kidney, every single shayla of kidneys, to decide whether it falls under the category of kidneys. And of them is the poiskim and poiskim and poiskim, and they speak about every single thing. They speak a lot about kambus, whatever kambus might mean. It could mean one of two things. It might mean flaxseed, and azoi geht weiter and weiter and weiter. Dayan Weiss and Rav Padua were machme on cottonseed oil, which was a very, l'cha'ira, it's a very big chumrah. In Yerushalayim, in the time of Rav Shmuel Salant, they had a huge, big sitting of Rabbonim, and they had a shayla, they had a choice of whether they could use botnim, which is peanuts, or should they use cottonseed oil? And they quoted from Reb Chaim Briska that Reb Chaim Briska held definitely, well then I think Reb Zvi Pesach Frank also, they had a big nidden, and they brought from, they quoted then Reb Chaim Briska that he said that rather use cottonseed oil than others. Now, I'm not sure if he spoke about nuts, but definitely then in Rishalayim they decided, and this is famous even today, that they're ushering all peanut oil. And the reason is, even though it's Adoma, and it's got no shaychas, it's a yerek, it's got no shaychas, but they felt that it was, because it's got a shar of it, which other Rishonim and other Achronim speak about, so anything which looks similar to beans and is part of it, then they asked that. So they held that since peanuts have got a sleeve, so it had a shar of it, and the mela, it's they'll mix that up with kidneys. So they decided, Rishonim, Ira Kodesh, in the time of Rav Shmuel Salant, to ask that, and they put in great, great effort to create oil from cottonseed, in order with bezehirus ubehechsha ubeli mayim, again with this the aside, and one of the reasons why they were happy to use cottonseed was because they held that the seed itself is the chazera, so the aside is also not a machel, and you're taking that and you're making an oil from it. So Mamela, it's very, very far-fetched. They had all kinds of shaylas. There was some that were machme on potatoes. There were some that were machme on coffee, because coffee was it was a bean. Coffee was a bean. Others said no, since the brocha is a shahakel, etc., etc. The biggest problem, or the biggest difficulty, is sunflower oil. Because really, I held that rapeseed oil is much worse than sunflower oil. Because rapeseed has got a shower of it. Absolutely, it's got a shower of it. Sunflower, there's no shower of it there. So also, the sunflower seed doesn't look like wheat.
So rapeseed is taka, it doesn't look like wheat, but it's got a shar of it. So you can be medame to the zroim, it's got more of a shachas. But sunflower oil is kamat, nehecha tesa to aserit. And the truth is, I was looking, the only one that lemaisa aserit, but he was a grosser godel, was the minchas elozah. Minchas elozah, the moon catcher, and he says that that was the custom, the minig was, that they asked sunflower oil. So that's the makar. Shemin shum shemin has taka got a sharvit, has also got a sharvit. So that taka makes sense why you see that a lot of poskim asked it. So lemaisa, it's a very, very funny situation because huge kehillas all in London, right, and a lot of people were makel sunflower oil or makel. There's no sharvit there. Each seed is in the flower separately. Doesn't look like wheat. It doesn't think. But the Maisa, the Mincha Loza says that that was the minig. The minig was they were machme, and he himself says that he's not sure why. He doesn't understand why. But that's they were machme. So that's why a lot of people are machme. Now, even if you are going to be Macha, so on cotton seeds, if you look in Minchas Yitzchak, we haven't got time to go into exactly what you can look it up yourself, he sort of ends up being the Supuk, and you can imagine why, because if it doesn't have a sharvit, and it's a seed, etc., plus you add the Minigri Shalayim, then that they were Makel, and it seems that most people in America were Makel on cotton seeds. Here in England, because both Dayan Weiss and Rav Padva, Zichronim Tzadikim Livrocha, they were very not keen, and Dayan Weiss sort of leaves it hanging. So therefore, from our Mesaira, from Dayan Weiss, he was Machmir, but in a case where there was a Roiv, then he was Makel. So if, for instance, if you've got made a mayonnaise from it, so it's not, the roiv is the cottonseed oil. But in a case where you'd done something else with it, a kegel or a chesis was, so then if you've got a roiv, you'd be makel. And the same thing, or maybe even more, or maybe even less, a chesis, mekekler, whatever, depends how you look at it, with sunflower oil. So you've got a lot of people that might be machme on the sunflower seeds, for whatever reason, we don't know why, but once you've made the oil from it, it's further fetched. But even those that are machbo and they made the oil, but if you put it inside something where there's a roiv, then the kolshkein ben benoy shakavachayma from the Rishonim, which we read, if I've got a roiv, kitnias, so then we're going to be makel. So that's the maisa, that's the maisa as far as the sunflower oil is concerned. And there was another thing, tapuche adomo, kemach tapuche adomo, potato flour, roiva oilam, were makel, in Shalis Achuvas Divrei Malkiel, Sofsim and Kuviud base. He says he mechalek between different kidneys and kemach of potatoes. And he says the reason is because kidneys was squashed and ground, and memele, it looks similar to tvua, so you could think mashenke. He says potatoes was completely different. But what we've done is just scratched abyssal the surface. But the klal is that every single thing that you're going to clear, whether it's got the issa of kidneys, you're going to go through all the various things. Has it got a shar of it? Is it something which is midgum? Can you make a maisa kadeir from it? And then the most important thing is al titish toyer simecha to find out what your minug of the mishpacha is.